people always remember, of course, that Dickens worked in a shoeblacking factory when he was a little boy. But at what stage did he start to professionalise himself, if you like?
Well, he got his reader's ticket at the British Museum Reading Room when he was 18, on the dot. He got it the day after his birthday. But the shorthand, he had an uncle who ran a parliamentary reporting journal called The Mirror of Parliament, and he was obviously doing quite well as a journalist, and his father trained before Dickens himself. His father became a shorthand writer, and then Dickens took it on. It was a kind of family business, really.
So, do we think Dickens was any good at it, then?
He's known to have been brilliant at it.
Oh, that's really irritating. I mean, isn't it enough that he was a good writer? Why should he be good at shorthand?
He was good at everything.
So he learned shorthand. Where does he go to practice it?
Well, I think they went to courts all over the place. There's lots of courts in London at that stage, police courts and the Old Bailey and places like that.
And the church courts.
And inquests and things. You know, London's a very full place with news at that time. And there's lots of little snippets of news. So if you can get a paragraph in, you might have earned your dinner that day.
Now, you've brought along a strange card, I think it is. Can you tell us what that is?
This is a copy of Dickens' first known calling card. It was auctioned some time ago and purchased by a wonderful man in Canada. It says, Mr. Charles Dickens, shorthand writer, 10 Norfolk Street, Fitzroy Square. And there's the remains of a sort of almost a thumbprint. I think he had gravy on his finger when he handed it over the desk in a cafe somewhere.
So when he went to Parliament, what was going on in Parliament when he was acting as a shorthand writer then?
He was working there during the Reform era, which is also the era of the Anatomy Act, which is supposed to stop body snatching for anatomy, but it makes all poor people vulnerable to being dissected themselves, which previously it had been a part of the death penalty for murder. And they just swap it in 1832 onto poverty. So if you die in a workhouse or a hospital or a prison, any institution, and you haven't got enough money for your own funeral, and nobody can afford to pay for your funeral, you can be taken for dissection.
So Dickens is sitting upstairs, right?
Listening to it.
Listening to the 1832 Reform Bill.
Yep.
And that's him looking down,
yes,
on the
them.
Commons,
yes,
while he's doing the stenography,
yes,
notes.
I mean, poor Dickens, you know, he's not just listening, he's having to write it twice, because you have to do the shorthand and then transcribe it into proper full words, you know, for the printers. I mean, he's a human word processor, that's what he is.
Segment 1.
People always remember, of course, that Dickens worked in a shoeblacking factory when he was a little boy. But at what stage did he start to professionalise himself, if you like?
Well, he got his reader's ticket at the British Museum Reading Room when he was 18, on the dot. He got it the day after his birthday. But the shorthand, he had an uncle who ran a parliamentary reporting journal called The Mirror of Parliament, and he was obviously doing quite well as a journalist, and his father trained before Dickens himself. His father became a shorthand writer, and then Dickens took it on. It was a kind of family business, really.
So do we think Dickens was any good at it then?
He's known to have been brilliant at it.
Oh, that's really irritating. I mean, isn't it enough that he was a good writer? Why should he be good at shorthand?
He was good at everything.
Segment 2.
So he learned shorthand. Where does he go to practice it?
Well, I think they went to courts all over the place. There's lots of courts in London at that stage, police courts and the Old Bailey and places like that.
And the church courts.
And inquests and things. You know, London's a very full place with news at that time. And there's lots of little snippets of news. So if you can get a paragraph in, you might have earned your dinner that day.
Now, you've brought along a strange card, I think it is. Can you tell us what that is?
This is a copy of Dickens' first known calling card. It was auctioned some time ago and purchased by a wonderful man in Canada. It says, Mr. Charles Dickens, shorthand writer, 10 Norfolk Street, Fitzroy Square.
Segment 3.
And there's the remains of a sort of almost a thumbprint. I think he had gravy on his finger when he handed it over the desk in a cafe somewhere.
So when he went to Parliament, What was going on in Parliament when he was acting as a shorthand writer then?
He was working there during the Reform era, which is also the era of the Anatomy Act, which is supposed to stop body snatching for anatomy, but it makes all poor people vulnerable to being dissected themselves, which previously it had been a part of the death penalty for murder. And they just swap it in 1832 onto poverty.
Segment 4.
So if you die in a workhouse or a hospital or a prison, any institution, and you haven't got enough money for your own funeral, and nobody can afford to pay for your funeral, you can be taken for dissection.
So Dickens is sitting upstairs, right?
Listening to it.
Listening to the 1832 Reform Bill.
Yep.
And that's him looking down
on the
Commons,
yes,
while he's doing the stenography,
yes,
notes.
I mean, poor Dickens, you know, he's not just listening, he's having to write it twice, because you have to do the shorthand and then transcribe it into proper full words, you know, for the printers. I mean, he's a human word processor. That's what he is.